A week ago on Bravo Brazos Valley, I talked about Frank Littrist, veteran, longtime Texas A&M professor, class of 1943. This past Tuesday, A&M United Methodist Church was packed to celebrate Frank's life. We lost Frank the day after Christmas. It was packed with what I assume are mostly a portion of his 8,000 students that he taught over the years. At the service, we were told of a poem, and we were read a poem that was written by June Brown from Somerville. I had never heard it before. It is about the spirit of Aggieland, and it was addressed to the Aggies, and I wanted to share it with you from June Brown. When you go, you will leave the academic building with the flag waving high and Sol Ra standing bravely in the sun. You will leave your post office box, metallic and shiny, that has held many letters from home, a few from up Denton way. You will leave your roommate's kid brother, your battery commander, and his buddy, and his roommate's buddy. You will leave that corner room you have been so proud of, the calendar you put on the wall, and the funny sticker that has been on the door for years. You will leave the moonlight walks back to the dorm that came after the show, or a town hall at Guyon, or a dance. You will leave Kyle Field and the yelling mob of friends at a home game and everyone singing the song. You will leave the drill field, too, the review on Armistice Day, the hushed silence and the salutes, and the final review when you saw your brother cry and couldn't figure it out because you weren't even a fish then. You will leave many jokes and laughs, yell practices that made a lump come in your throat, all of the squishy, rainy days and blinding blue ones when you went to class, and the Fridays when you cut a quiz so you could hitchhike home. When you go, you will leave many things you love, but you will not fail. You will not go alone. I shall be with each one of you every step of the way, for when you go, a part of me will go with you. I am the spirit of Aggieland, by the author June Brown, and it was recited at the celebration of life for Frank Littrist. The poem, we were told, was written by June Brown for those classes of the 1940s, like the class of 1943, that left Texas A&M and went off to fight in World War II. That's a Bravo Brazos Valley, and we say a final goodbye to Frank Littrist, who, by the way, was the oldest surviving member of the Ross Volunteers. I'm Tom Turbeville. Bravo Brazos Valley, brought to you by Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley.